That'll clean you right out. Did you happen to listen to episode one of Shart Week?
I did, yes.
That one about the tea, I kind of want to look into that. When I'm stuck at home for a day, I wouldn't mind drinking some of that tea and just dropping about 10 pounds.
It's, well, okay, if it's the same tea that I'm thinking about, it's called Dieter's Tea. It was, okay. I didn't catch a name in that anecdote. Did, I know. Was there a name?
I don't remember. I see, I was on the street, so sometimes I miss everything while I'm walking because of traffic noise. So I'm going to have to speak to Big Fatty about it, although I didn't really want to bring it up to be on the front of the show again. But anyway.
You're on there now.
I know. And I think, was I sick when we did that show? Because my voice doesn't usually sound that deep and raspy.
I don't know. But the thing about it is we did that a year ago, as it said in the clip, and now we're doing it here a year later. Again. We'll be on next your show.
Yeah. Fucking A.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Did you happen to listen to episode one of Shart Week? That'll clean you right out.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2398 of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of March, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some more voice letters, some Shart Week stories, and... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it, we hear it. Hello, squishies. Beep. Hey, that's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Yo, you know why your squishies. Big Fatty, don't remind us. We've all been there. We've all experienced it. Did that happen to you today at the Vonsies? No, it did not, but this did. Can you hear that? Can you ask me, Fatty? We hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do, on Hump Day, Big Fatty, I will never forget Hump Day on Shart Week. It's just vulgar. You know, Drum Major Cab, you know, the former Flopfo, was playing cornhole during Hump Day on Shart Week. Vulgar! Y'all, anyway, went to the Von Z's. Y'all, they had the... Jimmy Dean sausage on sale by, two for $7. Y'all, I got a couple of things of that. Y'all, I got the Jimmy Dean light English muffin sandwiches. And y'all, the reason I got those is because if you spent $15 on Jimmy Dean products or Sara Lee products, you got a $5 discount. So, y'all, I got my discount. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's just see here. What else did I get? Y'all, I got some Kraft shredded sharp cheese. I think I may make some more sausage balls with that. Y'all, they had the hot and spicy chicken wings in the deli on sale. They were 20 for $8.99. Got some organic baby spring solid mix, some fresh pineapple chunks. They were on sale. Y'all, they had a Häagen-Dazs. I didn't buy much in the sweets department, but they had Häagen-Dazs chocolate almond, dark chocolate almond popsicle things. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. They had the frozen vegetables. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. And y'all, I think that is all that I bought. No, I didn't. Here's some more. Y'all, they had the Lee and Perrins Worcestershire sauce on sale. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, and they had some for my solid. They had a pumpernickel sea salt and black pepper pumpernickel croutons. And y'all, I like to have a little crunch on a solid. I don't go overboard with the croutons. So got a dozen eggs. And y'all, they had the fresh chicken bazooms. on the bone, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, I spent $50.11. Yes, Big Fatty, you had to sign today because you were over $50. It's true. But I saved $30.46. Yes, Big Fatty.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gus Chad, and I have a Ask Big Fatty question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today during short work comes to us from that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, what's your question?
Here's my question. It's been bugging me for the longest time. How did the Nip get his name? Is he named after a Nipperwalk? Is he as long as a Nipperwalk down there? Please explain, and maybe you've already said, but how long is a Nipperwalk? I look forward to hearing your answer. I'll take my call or answer offline. Bye.
Yeah, Gus, y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice and know that you're keeping your New Year's resolution. And these are excellent, excellent questions. Now, first of all, Gus Chad, I need to make something very clear. Nipperwalk does not have an ah in it. There's no ah in nipper. It's N-I-P-P-A, nipper, as in small, little walk, nipperwalk, a nipper nap, a small nap. Nipperwalk around Fat Acres, it's probably anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000 steps. Now, I don't know what that is in distance, but maybe this weekend I can measure it. And as far as how did the Nip get his name, I got no idea. And I really don't know if he's Nip along down there. Big Fatty Walker.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
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 I just wanted to call in.
Okay.
I've got a bit of a story here.
Okay.
My name is James.
Uh-huh.
And
James?
I just wanted to respond to all this stuff I'm hearing about.
Uh-huh.
Poodle McNoodle being,
uh-huh,
well, a dog.
No!
And now I want to explain.
Yes?
My name is James.
James?
And I am a dog.
Oh!
I am a dog. I'm a cartoon dog.
Cartoon.
I appear in a cartoon called James the Dog.
Oh.
And
cartoon dog.
I just want to refute,
uh-huh,
all this stuff I'm hearing,
yes,
about Poodle being a dog. Because I don't think she is a dog.
No!
Now, I think she might think she thinks she's a dog.
No!
But then sometimes doesn't like to talk about it.
No!
But, you know, it's a complex thing. Now, I don't mean to speak behind your back, Poodle. I'm speaking to your face.
Yes!
Well, via the audio, anyway.
Yes!
And I just want to say,
yes,
Poodle, just be who you want to be.
Yes!
Don't feel you need to be a dog,
no,
or a woman.
No!
Or you can be a dog woman.
No!
Or you can be a mixture, or you can be a dog Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Oh.
And then a woman the rest of the week. And then,
oh,
next week, you can be a dog on Tuesday and Thursdays.
Oh.
Really, it's up to you. Don't let them bully you into it. You
no!
Know?
yes.
I find life as a cartoon dog can be quite hard.
Yes.
So, you know, it's different.
Hard cartoon.
Sometimes my pixels get all mushed up and it's not good.
Oh, I hate mushy pixels. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, James.
I would say that you just go with what you want to go with and don't let anyone sort of make you feel that you must be one or the other.
Rolf.
I suppose one thing I would like to say, though, is if you're ever free for a date, just give me a call.
Quit sniffing my butt. Yes.
Okay, bye now.
Oh, Big Fatty, that was James the cartoon dog here. And James, thank you so much. Big Fatty, that was for me. James, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And next time you call, do not plan to sniff my butt, because that's just not ladylike. A cartoon like Big Fatty sniffing the butt, that's never a good idea, but terrible idea during Shot Week.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Howdy.
It's Brian and Danbury, Drum Major Kev, and Danbury Jr.
It's the Dowager Flob Foe.
Okay. You hear that? You hear that? We went grocery shopping. Or, hold on, as some of these Yankees say, food shopping, which I really don't get. You go to the grocery store to buy the groceries. You don't go to the food store to buy food. So, anyway.
Even though groceries is food. Anyway, so we spent at the ShopRite $105.96, but we saved $50.44.
That's amazing. And we earned $198 towards our free turkey for Easter, or ham, or whatever they're going to give us. Vegetable lasagna. Blech.
Tofurkey.
Nobody wants tofurkey. So, yeah. So, we had a big savings. We haven't spent $100 at the grocery store in a long time, because we did most of our shopping at the BJ's or the Costco or the other stores. So, yeah. So, we spent $105 and we saved the $50 whatever. What
50.
Was it?
Woo, yeah. $50. Woo.
I'm sorry. That was our final cost, was $105 the dollars. So we would have spent like $160. So anyway, so goodbye from the Danbury's.
Thank you for calling.
Y'all, that is Brian and Danbury. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2016 and the Dowager Flopfo and Danbury Jr. Big Fatty, he sounded like he couldn't give a two rats ass, couldn't give whatever about calling to talk to you. I don't blame him. But Danbury's, you done good. Big Fatty approved on those coupon savings there. And Big Fatty, did they say that they go to the Costco to get BJ's? Well, it was something like that. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, now y'all, I have one more voice letter. And y'all, this was an unusual voice letter. It came in late on Tuesday evening, and y'all, it is from my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, and y'all, I don't have words for it, so I'm just gonna play it for you. Yes, Big Fatty. Mexican thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your tootin'. Big Fatty, he must have had some You know, beans, the musical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So Dan will have beans at every meal. Well, it was definitely musical tooting. And Dan, you're big fatty. He's just talented with his that office. Big fatty, that's vulgar.
No, Santa isn't so.
Not Dan, anything but
that. Oh, my God.
All this week on The Little Show.
Big Fatty Online.
Shart Week.
I just sharted.
Well, who hasn't?
Oh, my God. Do you know what's really hysterical? This week, you know, Big Fatty, if you're listening to this, do not put this on your opening. Actually, I don't care what you do. But this week is Shart Week on Big Fatty. Uh-huh. Blime Time has been on there 3 times. And I don't think we talk about pooping that much.
Hopefully they haven't all been me.
No, one of them was Wine Rag, and then the other one was me, I think.
So a Florida man urinated and defecated in the back of a cop car.
Oh, my God. What is this like? There's like a theme this week.
Yeah, there is. After telling deputies he'd been speeding to get home to the bathroom, according to an arrest affidavit.
In all fairness, you were listening to Fatty's this week. You were listening to Fatty's show this week. You knew it was Shart Week.
That's right.
And you're like trying to find some kind of news story that like could possibly be interpreted as sharting so that next year he plays that clip on his show. Because we now know that this man is crazy enough that he actually has a folder on his computer. Like, he, in the general course of life, hears something about Shart, like, does that little laughing thing and actually goes and cuts the clip and puts it into a folder so that once a year he can we don't know how many times during the rest of the year he listens to those things. He might listen to them, like, over and over and over
during his little nipple walks.
Like, he loads up the Shart clips and heads out for a nipple walk. That's... what it is.
Tommy Chicago tweeted in. He said, looks like Big Fatty has some material for next year's Shart Week. Yes, that's Big Fatty's famous week of shart stories, which has become just, you know, just one of the greatest traditions on the World Wide Web. Mm-hmm. And Big Fatty wanted to know who's sharted. Sassy or Aunt Tappy? I had to tell him it was me. And Tommy wrote, it's a real mess over there in Pickle Hollow.
And the costume that I wear, so it's like I'm in disguise in the beginning of the show. So spoiler alert, if you come see the show, I'm in disguise.
I guess I don't need to come now.
No, you should, because there's another twist.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to tell you. But so I have this like trench coat on over like a suit. And like right before the show started, I was like, ooh, like I need to hit the men's room. I need to take care of some business. And it's not even like...
It's like you're afraid to fart because you know.
Exactly. It's right. Like it's not even like it's you question everything.
Right.
Like every movement. And like, and I do a lot. There's like a big fight scene in this where I'm like rolling around on the ground and like punching people and shit.
Oh, my God. You're so like an action person.
It's kind of.
Oh, dear Gussie. Shart Week, one more day, and y'all, I've played all my voice letters, so we'll read some of Joe and Dallas's stories tomorrow. And y'all, if you've got a Shart story, go ahead and call it in. Big Fatty, I've got a few more opening clips, but we'll see how it goes. Yes, Big Fatty, see how it all comes out. Remember, and nothing's over till the paperwork's done. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard of the Turnipin and Dr. Stone, and Turnipin's making the Shart Week t-shirts, And Turnip Head, what do we need to know about the t-shirts?
Did you happen to listen to episode 1 of Shart Week? That'll clean you right out.
Oh, is that the theme of next year's Shart shirt? Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.